After years of studying moon phases and memorizing correspondences, something shifts. The rituals you once performed with trembling hands now feel like breathing. Your altar doesn't gather dust between Sabbats because you've stopped thinking of spirituality as something you do on special occasions. This is the threshold where intermediate practice dissolves into advanced witchcraft, not because you've mastered complex spells, but because you've become a different person entirely. Advanced witchcraft isn't about knowing more, it's about being more. The most powerful practitioners don't engage in online debates about whose tradition is authentic or whose lineage stretches furthest back. They've learned that true power whispers rather than shouts, that wisdom often looks like knowing when to stay silent. This journey transforms not just your magical abilities, but your entire relationship with existence itself. You learn to live simultaneously in multiple worlds while remaining fully present in each one. Here's what nobody tells you about advancing in the craft. It gets easier and harder at the same time. The technical aspects become second nature. You can cast a circle in your sleep, invoke elements without consulting your notes, and your energy work flows like muscle memory. But the real challenges intensify exponentially. You're asked to hold contradictory truths simultaneously, to see validity in perspectives that directly oppose your own, to accept that multiple realities coexist without one being right and another wrong. Our educational system programs us to categorize everything into neat boxes, true or false, good or bad. Advanced witchcraft demands you dismantle this binary thinking entirely. You become a conduit for surrounding energies rather than someone who wields power over them. This shift from power over to power with changes everything. Think of surfing. Beginners fight the waves through sheer force, while advanced surfers become one with the ocean's rhythm. The greatest spiritual hurdle isn't mastering a new technique, it's learning to embrace paradox without needing to resolve it. Consider Kerr Kuhalan, a police officer who brings divine peace into domestic violence calls without anyone knowing he's channeling sacred energy. His witchcraft isn't something he performs at home with candles. It's woven so completely into his being that he doesn't distinguish between spiritual practice and daily work. This integration is the hallmark of advanced practice. Your spirituality becomes invisible because it's everywhere. You stop doing witchcraft and start being a witch, recognizing deity in every person, feeling the sacred in every breath, understanding that washing dishes can be as holy as drawing down the moon. Every threshold in advanced witchcraft has a guardian, actual obstacles, energies, or beings testing your readiness. Sometimes they're challenging people, the harsh teacher, the questioning family member, the practitioner triggering your insecurities. Other times they manifest as spirit beings in the astral realm. The Irish myth of Lug seeking entrance to Tara reveals the secret, absolute honesty. When Lug listed his skills, harper, warrior, poet, historian, he was told Tara already had someone with each ability. Only when he asked if they had anyone who could do all these things was he granted entrance. Pride matters, but arrogance blocks advancement. The tests never get easier. As you grow stronger, guardians grow proportionally stronger. Overwhelming challenges prove you're advancing. You have multiple selves: the physical you, your astral self traveling through space and time, your mental body where thought becomes action, and your spiritual body connecting to the divine. Then stranger aspects, your co-walker, an otherworldly ally appearing as your etheric double, protecting you in the astral realm. Your fetch, dwelling in the land of the dead, appears only within 2 weeks of death. The Germanic doppelganger seen standing behind you in mirrors, vanishing when you turn. Your shadow self resides in the other world, not Jung's psychological shadow, but your complete reflection as others and deities see you, every virtue and flaw exposed without ego's filter. Meeting this shadow ranks among the most terrifying and transformative experiences in advanced practice, demanding brutal honesty and abandoning the protective story you tell yourself. The shadow isn't negative, it's simply true. Most practitioners avoid this encounter because it requires surrendering their carefully constructed self-image. But beyond that terror lies genuine transformation based on reality rather than illusion. Beginners fear darkness, wanting the nurturing mother and playful maiden while avoiding the crone, preferring white magic over anything black or left-handed. Advanced practitioners recognize these distinctions as arbitrary and harmful. Darkness isn't evil. It's where your inner self lives, where transformation happens, where truth awaits illumination. Jung wrote that enlightenment is not found in the light, but in illuminating the darkness. And an Irish triad teaches that truth, nature, and knowledge are the three candles lighting up the dark. Chaos is the universe's natural state. Order cannot exist without it. When rituals fail and experienced practitioners laugh, that response reflects hard-won wisdom. Taking yourself too seriously stagnates growth. The dark moon holds particular power for advanced work. While most gather at the full moon, the new moon offers potent magic for new beginnings and banishing old patterns. The veil thins differently than at Samhain, not between living and dead, but between who you were and who you're becoming. Working at the dark moon deliberately confronts your shadow aspects, creating healing chaos. Many practitioners worry about our lack of unbroken lineage to ancient practices, but spiritual traditions survive precisely because they adapt. Witchcraft is simultaneously the oldest and newest religion, constantly reforming while honoring ancient wisdom. The real danger isn't external guardians, but internal distractions. Like Harry Potter mesmerized by the Mirror of Erised, many witches waste years chasing pleasant illusions instead of pursuing genuine spiritual growth. Every serious practitioner eventually faces their dark night of the soul, that moment when spells fail, intuition goes silent, and you wonder if you've been talking to yourself all along. This isn't failure, it's initiation. Unlike the 16th century Spanish monk who coined the term, pagans see this as accessible allies revealing spiritual shortcomings so we can recalibrate. When crisis arrives, perform a transformative ritual. From sunset to sunrise, remain within a caste circle without food or drink, losing ego and merging with spiritual consciousness. This isn't a vision quest seeking answers. It's a mirror showing where you need to find yourself and your deities. You'll likely perform this ritual only once or twice in your entire practice, gaining clarity about which desires and needs actually matter at your current stage of development. After navigating threshold guardians, shadow work, and the dark night, you might expect to finally arrive at advanced. But here's the paradox. Advanced witchcraft means embracing that you'll never stop being a beginner. The hermit in the tarot continues the eternal cycle of seeking, lifting his lamp to peer into the unknown. True advanced practice requires no elaborate tools or titles, only passion, self-discipline, humility, courage, determination, and faith. Unlike mainstream religions with prescribed paths, witches find their own way to higher learning. Many advanced practitioners prefer solitary practice, yet there's a quiet request to remain occasionally available to sincere seekers, not to fix problems, but to offer guidance to those walking the path of self-responsibility. Shakespeare's wisdom provides the essential guide, "To thine own self be true." This principle naturally aligns you with the pagan ray, preventing harm while creating an honest life in harmony with the universe. Advanced witchcraft isn't a destination, but a way of walking, with eyes open to multiple realities, heart open to paradox, and hands open to channel the energies flowing through all existence.